Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our buddy Sean Salisbury, AM 790 in Houston, former NFL quarterback. Sean is also a huge baseball fan, and what a deal the Astros made there, Sean. Locking up Bregman, that's going to be, I mean, assuming Bregman continues to be the player he's been, and barring injury, probably will be, that deal is going to turn out to be a great deal for the Astros.
Huge get, and it'll be a bargain basement in 4 years if his role and the way he's playing continues and the way he plays and if he can stay healthy, because, you know, what, 6 years, $100 million, in about 3 years, if he continues to perform and is a top five MVP guy, that'll be outdated. But it's smart because he was, you know, going to play for like $600,000 or something this year in the Astros. Yep. And Jeff Luno's a very smart front office guy to get to the point where you say, listen, we can pay. It's like that old Fram oil filter commercial. You can pay me now or pay me later. And they decided to get him up now because to a 20, you know, an early 20s guy, it looks like, ooh, $100 million right now. And I mean, that's pretty nice. I'm making, what, $18 million or whatever it is a year. So I think it was a wise move by the Astros. And we looked at Trout, and Trout earned it. Trust me, he's that good. But whether it's Bregman, you know, Correa's coming up. I mean, there's a lot of really, really good players in the Houston Astros on their Major League Ball Club, young players. And I think it was a wise move by the Astros.
Hey, Sean, do you think Correa, you mentioned Carlos Correa, he's had the injuries and there's been some concern about, you know, is he going to be what people thought he would be? He's going to be great, but I mean, they were talking elite level there for a while. Do you think that he's going to command the money that kind of we're talking about and seeing throughout baseball? Like, I can't believe that he's going to be in the same neighborhood, say, as a Francisco Lindor. Would you agree?
Well, I think Lindor is one of the top 5 teams in baseball right now in my mind. But I can tell you how they feel here. He struggled. I mean, had he not gone through the shoulder, he was really, really – guys, he had a hard time the second half of the season catching up with anything that was up and fast because of the injury to Correa. He's a kid. What's he, 21 years old now?
Yeah.
He's just a kid. And,
that's true. Yeah.
You know, when you're 6'4.5" and you weigh 225 and he's got range at shortstop and an arm, and he's a 5-tool player. And he can hit, I mean, he's a 40, he'll hit 40 home runs if he's healthy. So I get what you're saying, because right now Lindor's the better player. There's no question. But in this organization, I think that they believe that he's the most explosive talent they have. You know, getting Brantley from you is a great talent. We know what Altuve's done. Obviously, you mentioned Bregman. I mean, George Springer's a explosive player. But when you talk about the guy, if you went to the guys in the front office locker room and said, who would you expect, if healthy, to have the biggest monster season of all of them on a consistent basis, they'd say Correa. So last year kind of it was an aberration, I think, because we saw the year before how good the guy can be. This is an important season for him to get rid of all that, oh, can't catch up, where's the power, hitting 240.
If he has
the season he's capable of, guys, you're looking at a guy who will get paid that kind of money because they love him in this organization. He's got something to prove this year if he wants to get the big money, but a hell of a, you know, potential, but the production this year has to be there.
We're talking with Sean Salisbury, AM 790 in Houston. Sean, let's transition to football. And we started the show saying, you know, we were all so excited about the Browns, obviously. There's so much upside. And then you start to wonder, okay, is there some hidden downside we're ignoring that because we're so excited, like, you know, drama with some of the players or the coach is a rookie or, you know, whatever. Injuries could always happen. You can't really worry about that. But do you see, like, is there, in the excitement of how quickly the Browns have put this together, is there some potential downside?
Oh, well, I'll tell you what. What's the potential downside for the production I'm going to get? I, of course there is.
Yeah.
You guys know how I feel about Freddie. I mean, I'm a big Freddie Kitchens fan. But he's first-year head coach. We don't know how that's going to be. You know, but I think we all are excited about it, and I think it's the right hire. But we don't know how it's going to turn out. in the heat of battle. I mean, everything, when you're the guy who gets to call the plays, is different. Now you've got to manage tasks, lead people, make all these executive decisions, make decisions during a game on third and one, which is usually, you know, do we go for it on fourth and a half yard, or do we punt? There's other things that go into being a head coach, and Freddie knows this. So that's one, but the only way we find out about a guy is if we throw him out there to the wolves and let's see how he deals with it. And the cupboard's not bare with the players, and Freddie knows this, as does everybody in Cleveland. That's probably one. And number two, I think there's so much energy in the building, guys, and so much energy with the young players. Go around the roster from back, and guys with some attitude, and I don't mean that negative, but they love their game and believe in their game. I think the key is, do the young players like Baker, like an Odell Beckham, look around and say, okay, now I've got to shoulder the responsibility of not just being a great player, but teaching other guys, even if they're a veteran or two more, because you take on that responsibility as a quarterback, or what we consider maybe the most explosive wide receiver in the game, of that leadership that says, we're going to police. I guess for what I'm saying is, are the players, the young players, going to be able to police themselves in the locker room where Freddie and John Dorsey and all that don't have to deal with it? You know, old school veteran teams, and I'm not being the, you know, get off my lawn guy, but I can never remember a coach coming down thinking he had to deal with the locker room. It was always the veterans and or young players who were in positions of leadership to police the locker room. So, of course, there's always going to be, and let's face facts, guys, they're not used to this. They're not used to going to a season top 10 power rankings. I have them as the number two or three team in the AFC just on paper, and they're not used to this, so they're always the one chasing. Now they're the one that everybody's looking at. They're the biggest dog in the yard now. And then, you know, and if you can't run with it, get off the porch. So it's a different look now. They're the lead dog in the division, everybody thinks. So how do they accept? One thing we talk about is, do people fear failure? Yeah, that's what drives a lot of people. The other thing is, there's people who fear success as well because they're not sure how to handle it. I think the Browns are going to handle it great. But I understand why around the league and national and the pundits and the prognosticators saying, well, let's see how they handle this. Will Beckham be a distraction? I think the energy is so good in the building, just as long as the young guys like Beckham and Baker elevate their players. Okay, one's been in the league a little longer. I'm in my second year. Now I'm going to prove to the world I'm not going to change the way I go about my business, but there'll be accountability in this locker room done by the players, not the front office or the coaches. The Cleveland Browns are so damn close. You guys should be excited in Cleveland. Now it's just a matter of, let's get on the field, let's get it on, and hopefully we stay healthy. And the things go, and I say we, meaning Cleveland. So, yeah, of course, going in, and there's going to be a little trepidation. But the key for me is, are they used to understanding what it's like when people are staring at them as the front runner, as opposed to the last two, three decades where they're doing the chase, and now they're going to be the chasey. And like I said, everybody's watching the Cleveland Browns, and that's not normal. We can't wait to see them on national TV now.
Talking to Sean Salisbury from 790 in Houston. Sean, as far as Baker Mayfield's concerned, and I heard he was interviewed, actually, he was on MLB.com, I believe, MLB Network, when he went up to
visit. He was at Brewers camp.
Yeah, Christian Yelich, his buddy. And somebody asked him about Odell Beckham Jr., and I think they phrased it as, you know, do you feel like you're going to have to tame him a little? He's like, tame him? He's like, hell no, I wouldn't want somebody to tame me. I don't think I have to tame him. I just get the sense that they're kind of two very similar guys in how they go about it. And, you know, you mentioned the word respect. As long as that respect's there, you hear some people nationally say, oh, Odell's going to, he's going to be all over Baker. Baker seems to me to be a guy, and I think to a lot of us here in Cleveland, a guy that is more than able to stand up to Odell in certain situations and say, listen, this is what we're doing. Get on board. And I think a lot of it's overblown anyway, but to act like Baker Mayfield's going to kind of cower in that situation, I think is ridiculous.
Has the guy ever cowered a time in his life that we've ever seen?
No,
I haven't.
No.
I agree with you. See, I think that's a national hot take, get attention, lazy narrative on the Baker Mayfield, Odell Beckham situation. A couple things that stick out to me, and you mentioned it as I did, the respect factor. You know, it's okay. I've been on a lot of teams where you'll battle and butt heads and fight, argue, cuss each other out, and then you hug. That's called competitive sports, and the respect factor is there when you walk off saying, yeah, we'll do it again. And you know what? They are similar personalities. They're both energetic. They both you know, want to be the best at what they do. They're both workers. They both like to be brash. They both are going to talk it and walk it. here's what I love, and I'm with Baker. Why would I try to change a guy? That's like telling a guy who's not a yeller and screamer, oh, you got to go be a vocal leader. No, you don't. I played with Warren Moon, a teammate. Warren didn't say five words most of the time, except when he needed to. And when he needed to, everybody shut up and listened. But his leadership was performing. Now you got two energetic guys. See, they got to find something nationally to bitch about. Oh, okay, let's bitch about this. Let's find something to bitch about so we can start to create drama before the season even starts. Will Baker Mayfield get excited and he and Beckham butt heads once in a while on the sideline because he thought he was open? Yes, but that's okay. And then they'll hug each other and get after it and throw three touchdown passes. So I don't really – the national pundits drive me crazy. And I'm going to tell you this, and this may not be popular anywhere else but Cleveland, and I fully believe this, and I love the Manning family. I love Eli Manning. How long ago Odell Beckham been in the league? 4 years? Is that what it is?
Five.
5 years?
Yeah.
Now, Eli's had some decent seasons. You know who the best quarterback Odell Beckham's ever played with? It's going to be this fall.
That's right.
Okay? I mean, I'm talking about where their talent is when he got there. And Eli had a couple good seasons with him. Don't misunderstand me. And Eli's a hell of a player. Right now, Eli's not in Baker's league, brother. I'm just telling you, he's not.
Right.
So he may get frustrated, but frustrated because they're going, I actually love it. I think they're going to feed off each other. I think they're going to rally around it. And I think they're going to not only grow into it, but demand that other dudes on the team do what they do as far as production. Forget the potential word. Let's go do this. I'm tired of hearing the potential word. And even veterans. When veterans are right on the ride with a young guy, you know you're in great shape. Cleveland Browns and what goes on because Beckham's pissed on the sidelines. I don't care. I see that on every team. It's just he's a little more outlandish. But you know what? Take a look at the production and tell me you don't want that on your team.
100%. We're talking with Sean Salisbury, AM790 in Houston. Sean, I've been crushing the Raiders and Gruden for a year, and nothing changes. No surprise. The Bengals finally smartened up and cut Vontaze Perfect. And then the Raiders signed him. This guy's the dirtiest player I've ever seen, and I don't know that he's any good anymore either. Were you surprised he got a job so quickly?
No, because it's the NFL.
Yeah.
And you know people are out there reaching, especially teams and people that are a little bit desperate right now. He is. Now, hey, here's the crazy thing. When he was at his best, guys, he didn't need to be dirty. He was a pretty good player.
Yes, he was. You know? Yeah.
He was. He's a pretty damn good player, active. But now, and I've seen this movie, man, where guys at the end of their career or even basketball or pitchers in baseball start throwing at people because they can't find the strike zone. He's at the point now that it's a sad commentary, but that we are talking about him, and we have for the last couple of years, as what a bummer early because the guy's a good player if he just stay out of trouble and quit hitting people late and cheap-shotting. Now we're to the point it seems like that's the only thing that can keep him in the league. That's how it's one of those just a step behind, just not quite as active, not quite as good. But it doesn't surprise me that you picked him up. It's the NFL. They'll say, oh, we could fix him, a great leader, until he cheap shot some guy in the back of the knee, then hit some guy in the head,
right,
and then twist some guy's arm, and then grab some guy in the balls when they're on the ground. All those things that go with Vontaze Perfect. He at one point in time was a really active, good player. To me, he's just a guy now. He doesn't mean anything other than he's going to cost you about 6, 8, 10 penalties a year with a cheap shot and a late hit.
Yeah, I was so glad. I was worried the Browns would consider it, but I'm glad they did not sign him. Do you think
get him out of the division?
Yeah,
let him
right.
go. Let him go there. Yeah, and you know what's crazy, guys? I grew up my whole life a Raider fan.
Yeah,
and my whole life a Raider fan, and I've been scratching my head now for years. So you can imagine because they were my team in California growing up forever.
Yeah.
So trust me, they're not above criticism from even when if I'm a fan or not. I'll rip them six ways to Sunday if this happens and it doesn't go well.
Sean, good stuff as always, man. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Sean.
I always appreciate you guys, man. Thank you.
You got it. Sean Salisbury, AM790 in Houston.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.